Good evening and welcome to Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, California. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for the series finale here at Rancho Cucamonga. Game 6 of 6. Rawhide right now lead the series 3-2. They have an opportunity to win this series. The Quakes are trying to split it with the win. Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, they are the single-A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers, while your Rawhide are the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. It is a bullpen day for Rancho. Madison Jeffrey, right-handed pitcher, is on the mound. Rawhide have faced him this series. We'll see how the Rawhide do it. Their second bullpen day of the series. Here's the starting lineup for your Visalia Rawhide, leading off as Anderson Rojas. He's in left field today, followed by the third baseman, Raquelman Cabral, batting third. In right field, Christian Robinson. In a cleanup spot behind the plate, Christian Cerda, followed by the designated hitter, Gavin Contesello. Batting sixth in center is Alvin Guzman, followed by the first baseman, Sergio Gutierrez. Batting eighth at short is Jose Fernandez, and batting ninth at second is Juan Corniel. On the mound today for the Rawhide is Yoscar Pimentel. And here's the lineup for the Quakes that he's facing. Leading off in right field, Josue DePaula. Batting second at second base, Kenneth Betancourt, followed by the third baseman, Ryan Doncon. In the cleanup spot in center field, Luis Rodriguez, followed by the catcher, Jesus Galiz. Batting seventh at first is Jorge Puerta, followed by the designated hitter, Simon Reed. And batting ninth batting eighth is Dayton Dooney, and batting ninth is Jose Azara. All right, we are ready for first pitch. So there's going to be a bit of a delay as we are waiting for Luke Trimmer to get off the field on the first base side. Now we're ready for first pitch. Jeffrey sets. Rojas is batting from the left side. First pitch of the day. It misses low, ball one. Right versus left matchup. Rojas batting 252 this season. Wind is blowing out towards right and the pitch. Deep fly ball left center field. The center fielder Rodriguez is going back. He's running out of room. It one hops the wall. Rojas heading for second. Rounding second now as Rodriguez bobbles it very slightly in left center. And Rojas is standing on third with a leadoff triple. His third triple of the season. Here's Raquelman Cabral batting from the left side. Runner on third, Rojas, infield back. The pitch popped up out of play towards the stands. Jeffrey 0-3, a 7.23 ERA. 0-1, outside. Catching for Jeffrey today, Jesus Galiz, the third baseman, Ryan Doncon. Shortstop, Jose Azara. Second baseman, Kenneth Betancourt. And at first, it is Jorge Puerta. 1-1. Breaking ball is fouled off. In the outfield from left to right, Dayton Dooney, Luis Rodriguez, and Josue DePaula. The pitch, low in the dirt, gets by the catcher. The left side, he can't get to the ball in time to throw to the plate. Rojas scores on the wild pitch. And the Rawhide lead 1-0 to start off this game. Two balls, two strikes, base is empty now. Rawhide lead 1-0. The pitch swung on and missed strike three. Cabral strikes out for the first out of the inning. Christian Robinson, the right fielder, batting from the right side. Infield shading slightly to the right. Here's the pitch. A chopper to the shortstop. Azara has it on the second hop. The throw to first in time. By the way, calling balls and strikes behind home plate is Tatum Littleton. On the bases, David Sabal. Coaching third for the Rawhide today is the fourth coach, Ronaldo Arenado. And at first base today is Giancarlo Cintron. We call him JC. He's a player coach this year. Would have been just rehabbing this year because of a knee injury. But instead of having him stay down in Arizona, they brought him here to single A to have to deal with, or not deal with, but help with a lot of the younger staff, especially with JC being bilingual. He's originally from Puerto Rico. We have a lot of Latin American players on our team. Huge help for him to be a part of the coaching staff. Christian Cerda is batting from the right, the 0-1 to him. Grounded fair down the third base side. I thought it was a foul ball. Rolls all the way to the left field corner. Here comes Cerda into second. And another extra base hit for the Rawhide. Thirteenth double of the year for Cerda. Two hits on the day for the Hyde. Runner in scoring position for the designated hitter, Gavin Contasello. Here's the pitch. It's outside, ball one. This is Jeffrey's third spot start and 24th overall appearance. 1-0. Swung on and missed. This is his seventh time facing the Rawhide and his second start against the Rawhide this series. The pitch is a little low. If you remember on Thursday, so game two of the series, it was another bullpen day, and Jeffrey had the spot start there. He threw two innings, giving up three runs, two of them earned off of four hits. Pitch to Contasello is fouled off his front foot. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, with the runner on second. In those two innings that Jeffrey threw on Thursday, he walked a batter while striking out one. Contasello taking his time, recovering from that foul ball. Infield shifting to the right. Wind has died down just a tad, but it is still blowing out towards right field. Plenty of flags around for being July 3rd, where we're able to see that. The pitch, grounded foul. So all of the teams, whether you play on July 4th or July 3rd, you always just put so many more American flags around the stadium. For us, we don't do flags necessarily, but we do the bunting around the stadium. Here, there's flags all over the back of the grandstand. So they replaced all of the blue and white flags with American flags. Pitch to Contasello is a cold strike on the high outside corner. But the Rawhide do score first, 1-0. Rawhide lead going into the bottom of the first inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8255. 8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Rawhide lead 1-0, bottom of the first. Josue De Paula batting from the left side against Yosker Pimentel. He's a starting pitcher today for the Rawhide, making his third start of the season with the Hide. Here's the pitch. It is outside, ball one. Pimentel 0-1, a 12.86 ERA. Again, this is only his third start with the Rawhide. And the pitch. Ground ball to the second baseman. Pimentel is there to cover first base. It's in time. We're going to go through that one again. Sergio Gutierrez, the first baseman, came well off the bag. That's why I hesitated to see who was going to field it. Gutierrez missed it. Corniel was able to get it easily. Guti probably should have just stayed over at first base, but Pimentel came over to first base to cover it just fine. One away. Kenneth Betancourt is at the plate. Pitch is a strike. Catching for Pimentel today is Christian Cerda, third baseman, Raquelman Cabral. 0-1. Ground ball up the middle. Fernandez, the shortstop, ranges. He misses the ball as it goes into center field. Base hit for Betancourt. So Fernandez is the shortstop. Second baseman, Juan Corniel. And at first, it is Sergio Gutierrez. In left, Anderson Rojas. Center, Alvin Guzman, and in right, Christian Robinson. Here's the pitch. It swung on and missed by Randon Cohn. He's batting 222 this season. By the way, 83 degrees in Rancho Cucamonga. A little bit warm earlier today, but gorgeous for a 6:30 start. The pitch. Ground ball to the shortstop. Fernandez is there. Throws to second. On to first. An inning-ending double play despite the one-out single. It's a 1-2-3 inning of work for Pimentel. Rawhide lead 1-0. Let's go to the second. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
The Equity Group Saloon. A party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text
555-9-732-4433. Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Here's Guzman batting from the right side. Jeffrey is back on the mound for his second inning of work, and the pitch misses low. More than likely, this will be his final inning. Again, it is a bullpen day for the Quakes. One oh, low and outside. In his six outings against the Rawhide, Jeffrey is 0-1 as the pitch is a strike. With an ERA of 5.68, he's allowed five runs, four of them earned on five hits. But with eight walks and nine strikeouts in the 6 1/3 innings against the Hyde. Pitch to Guzman is low in the dirt. Ball three. Hitters count for the center fielder. Jeffrey, the kick, and it's a foul into the Quakes dugout on the third base side. Jeffrey was drafted by the Dodgers in the 15th round of 2021 out of West Virginia. Payoff pitch, fouled off again. Guzman stays alive. Shadows slowly starting to take over the field. Sun sets down the third base side, so there's some shadows in left field from the trees and a little bit of shadows in foul territory on the third base side as well. Glove at the belt. Pitch to Guzman. Slow ground ball, third base side, but foul. Guzman's batting .231 this season. This will be the eighth pitch of the at-bat. Here it is. Low in the dirt, ball four. Guzman wins the battle. He draws a leadoff walk to start off the second inning. Sergio Gutierrez batting from the left side. It's his first start of the series. Nobody out. Runner on first is Guzman. He has 20 stolen bases this season for the Rawhide. That's the most on the team. He's only been caught twice. He takes off, and the pitch to Guti is swung on and missed. The throw to second. Not in time. He's safe. May get 21 stolen bases this season for Guzman. Infield shading to the right against Goody and the pitch. Swung on and missed strike two. Back-to-back breaking balls. Big gap on the left side and left center field and also between the shortstop and third baseman. Jeffrey checks the runner on second, now delivers. Guzman takes off for the third. The pitch is low and inside, gets by the catcher briefly. Guzman will stay at third base, but it's another stolen base for the center fielder. Just like that, a runner's on third, one ball, two strikes. second. Jeffries 0-3 this year, 7.23 ERA. He's thrown 24 innings for the Quakes. Pitch to Gutierrez, called strike three. He goes down looking for the first out of the inning. Runner still on third. And Jose Fernandez comes to the plate batting from the right side. Infield comes in with a runner on third, one away. Fernandez batting 240 on the year with 20 RBI. Jeffrey delivers, and it's a breaking ball low. So again, he has thrown 24 innings for the Quakes, striking out 36, walking 30. That's how Guzman reached base. He walked to lead off this inning, proceeded to steal second and then third. Pitch to Fernandez is outside, ball two. And now there is someone up and throwing in the pen for the Quakes, so right-hand pitcher. Jeffrey is at 30 pitches so far today. Infield just takes a few steps to their right. They're all still in on the infield grass. The pitch, low and outside, ball three. Inside ball for Fernandez. Draws a four-pitch walk. That's two walks in this inning for Jeffrey. Runners are on the corners, and the second baseman, Juan Corniel, steps to the plate batting from the left. And here comes a quick meeting on the mound with the pitching coach, Sean Coyne. It's Liam Doolin warming in the pen for Rancho. So Guzman is the runner on third. On first is Fernandez. Both of them walked. One away. Rawhide lead 1-0 in the top of the second inning. I wasn't told what Jeffrey's pitch count was, but I would assume he's going to be held to below 45. It's usually right around where a lot of relief pitchers are who consistently throw about an inning or two innings. I wouldn't consider Jeffrey a long reliever where he can go multiple three or four innings. Usually it's what you would want in a spot start, but at this level, you don't usually get that. Here's the pitch to Corniel. It is inside, and it hits his back foot. He'll reach first base on a hit-by-pitch. Bases are full for the top of the order, Rojas. And Shoemaker's out to have a conversation with the home plate umpire. Not sure what exactly he was arguing. But the bases are loaded, one down. Quarter infield is in. Middle infield back for a double play ball. Pitch to Rojas. Fouled off left side. On third, Guzman. Second, Fernandez. And first, Corniel. All of them, including the batter Rojas, are fast. The pitch popped up into shallow center field. The center fielder, Rodriguez, won't get to it. Guzman scores. They're sending Fernandez. Here's a throw to the plate. It's not in time. Two-run single for Rojas. He takes second on the throw. And the Rawhide lead 3-0 in the top of the second inning. Coleman Cabral batting from the left side. He did strike out in his first at bat. Corniel is on third. On second, Rojas pitch to Cabral is outside. One oh, very outside, ball two. The 2-0 is low, ball three. Infield is in, the 3-0. High and outside, ball four. Jeffrey walks his third batter of the day. Second time is on four pitches, and the bases are loaded again for the Rawhide with one down. And Christian Robinson is at the plate. And this will be the day for Madison Jeffrey. They're going to go to the bullpen. This call to the bullpen brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. When we come back, we'll let you know who the new pitcher is. They inherit the bases loaded with one down in a 3-0 ball game in the second. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Liam Doolin is the new pitcher on the mound for the Quakes. Christian Robinson is batting from the right side. He takes ball one in. The bases are loaded for the second time this inning. 1-0. Big swing and miss. Last time the bases were loaded, Rojas had a two-run single. It's a 3-0 ball game in the top of the second inning. The runner on third is Corniel. On second, Rojas. And on first is Cabral. The pitch is grounded to the shortstop. Azara has it. He throws to second. No throw to first. He actually throws back to third, but Rojas able to dive back safely. Corniel does score on the play. 4-0 ball game. Robinson picks up an RBI. The shortstop, Azara, had to range and make a backhanded play. Did throw to second. No chance of getting Robinson with his speed at first for a double play. Runners are on the corners. There are two outs. And here's Cerda. He's batting from the right side. He doubled in his first at bat. Takes a pitch outside, but it's a called strike. I infield, shifting to the left against the right-handed hitter, and the pitch. Low, 1-1. Runner takes off for second. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. No throw from the catcher. Robinson standing on second with his 12th stolen base of the year. Runners are on second and third, two away. And Cerda does call for time with a 1-2 count. Three hits so far today for the Rawhide. They now have as many hits as they did in all nine innings yesterday. They did defeat the Quakes 3-2 yesterday, despite the Quakes having 10 hits. Doolin delivers. It's a pitch very outside. Two balls, two strikes, two away. The 2-2. High fly ball, right center field. Should stay up high enough for the right fielder, DePaula, to make the catch, and he does so to end the inning. But the Rawhide do score three runs, and they lead 4-0. Going into the bottom of the second inning, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
Yosker Pimentel is back on the mound for the Rawhide. 4-0 ball game. Luis Rodriguez batting from the right side in his first inning of work. Did give up a single, but induced a double play to end the inning. Faced the minimum through the first. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Rodriguez batting 237 this season. And the pitch is a little low. Infield shading slightly to the left against the cleanup batter, and the pitch to him is lined in a shallow right field. Robinson comes in and makes the play for the first out of the second. Jesus Galiz, the catcher, steps to the plate for the first time today. Rawhide lead 4-0 in the second inning. Pimentel, 6'2", 170 pounds. Right-handed pitcher originally from the Dominican Republic. He'll turn 22 in November this year. First pitch, inside, ball one. Pimentel was signed as an international free agent in 2018. 1-0. A flare and a shallow right center. Corniel leaps over, can't make the catch. It's a one-out single for Galiz. A flare over the head of Corniel. He drop-stepped, looked like he had a chance, leapt up and just couldn't get there. Not a hard hit ball, but Galiz standing on first with a single. And Jorge Puerta steps to the plate. Puerta's batting 251 this season. Here's the pitch. It's a strike on the inside corner. After Pimentel was signed by the D-backs, he did not play until 2019. Played in the Dominican Summer League that year, and then 2020, of course, no real games happening from COVID as the pitch misses in. He played in the Complex League in 2021, 2022, and started off 2023 there. He dealt with some injuries throughout his time in the Complex League. That's why he was there for so long. 1-1, breaking ball, it's fouled off. Clocked in at 80 miles an hour. In the ACL this year, he had two appearances, two starts, through 7 2/3 innings. Gave up 8 runs, walking 4, striking out 3 in the ACL. Here's the 1-2. Comes inside and it hits Huerta right on the helmet. Runners are on first and second. And Simon Reed, the designated hitter, will come to the plate. And Shoemaker is asking the athletic trainer for the Quakes to come out and check on him. Always good just to check in on someone after they're hit in the helmet. It will be runners on first and second with one away. And he says he's fine as he trots back down. Reed, the designated hitter, is at the plate. For the first time today, the Quakes have a runner in scoring position. First pitch for the designated hitter. He swings the high fly ball to right center field. Robinson goes back. It'll stay in the yard. Makes the catch. Runner from second, Galiz, tags up. He'll reach third easily. Huerta stays at first. Two away, runners on the corners for Dayton Dooney. Dooney, the left fielder, batting 190 on the year. First pitch to Dooney is swung on and missed, strike one. Pimentel this year with a Rawhide. 0-1 with a 12.86 ERA. This is just his third start for the Rawhide. 0-1, a little high. He's thrown 7 innings for the Hide. Striking out 3 while walking 5. One one. Little out ball two. In his last appearance, he took the loss against Inland Empire. That was last Sunday. Threw just 3 innings against the Sixers, giving up 7 runs off 7 hits. Walked 3 and did not record a strikeout. 2-1. Popped up right side. Robinson's going back. It stays in the yard. He's in front of the warning track. And he has it in his glove for the final out of the inning. The Quakes strand runners on the corners. Rawhide maintain a 4-0 lead. Top of the third coming up, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Designated hitter Contasello at the plate. First pitch misses out. He struck out looking in his first at bat. Doolin back on the mound for the Quakes. The pitch swung on and missed. He came in relief for Jeffrey. Pitch is low. He does not go, according to Sabal on the bases. 2-1 count. Jeffrey threw an inning and a third. Three hits, four runs. Walked three and struck out three. The pitch to Contasello is a high fly ball into left center field. Rodriguez is going back. He reaches up and he makes the catch on the warning track. On the run, Contasello a little too far underneath that one. Alvin Guzman batting from the right side. He walked in his first at bat. The pitch. A strike in the outside corner. The second inning, Rawhide scored three runs off of three walks, a hit by pitch, and a single. Pitch misses in. They also stole three bases in that inning. Doolin sets and delivers. Swung on and missed. Strike two is a high fastball. Glove at the chest and the 1-2. High and out. Doolin 1-0 this year. A 2.08 ERA through seven appearances for the Quakes. Thrown 13 innings for them. 2-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Guzman strikes out for the second out of the inning. Two away. Here's Sergio Gutierrez. He bats from the left side against the right-handed pitcher. First pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Doolin has struck out nine batters while walking five in his 13 innings. Opponents batting 227 against him. The 0-1 misses in. One-one. Outside ball two. Big swing and miss, two balls, two strikes, and two away. Two, two. Inside ball three almost hits Gutierrez. He's able to turn out of the way. Doolin delivers. Swung on and missed, strike three. Gutierrez strikes out. The second time today, back-to-back Ks for Doolin. 1-2-3 inning of work. It's the first time the Rawhides not have a base runner in an inning, and the first time they haven't scored in an inning. Rawhide lead 4-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Attention, Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top-quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowles Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowles Comfort way.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Bottom of the third inning, Rawhide lead 4-0. Jose Azara batting from the right side. He fouls off the first pitch from Pimentel. Azara, the number 9 batter today for the Quakes. He's the only batter that Pimentel has not faced thus far. The 0-1, a little high. One-one. Misses inside. Two-one is fouled off on the third base side. More shadows taking over the field. Almost all of the infield grass is covered in shade. The majority of left field is as well. 2-2, lined directly to the second baseman, Corniel. He has it for the first out. Sounded like it was hit off the end of his bat. One away. Josue De Paula comes to the plate. Batting from the left side. He grounds it out to the second baseman, Corniel, in his first at bat. First pitch. Misses out. The 1-0. Misses ball two. The 2-0, strike at the knees. Pimentel, he's working quickly, and the pitch called strike. Two balls, two strikes. In his Cal League debut, he was not a part of the decision, but he pitched well against the Nuts through four innings. The pitch is very outside. Gave up four runs, three of them earned off six hits. Walked two and struck out three. Most pitches he's thrown is about 75 in an outing this year. Again, only his third appearance for the Rawhide. The pitch is a little inside. Ball four. Cerda thought it was called strike three. He popped up and was getting ready to throw around the bases. But instead, it's ball four. first walk given up by Pimentel today. First pitch to Betancourt, swung on and missed strike one, a breaking ball that was high. Betancourt had the first hit of the day for the Quakes, a single into center field. Oh, 1, misses. Infield at double play depth. Middle infielder shading up the middle. The pitch is a deep fly ball to left center field. Guzman's going back. He's at the wall, leaps up, and he has the ball in his glove. What a catch by Guzman off the bat. You're thinking maybe a home run, but not even off the wall. Guzman getting some air on that catch. Two away. That was electric. That Rawhide Electric play of the game is brought to you by Geiger Electric. Rendon Cohen bats from the right side. Two away and a runner on first. Here's the pitch. Grounded foul, third base side. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. O2 count, two away. He kicks, and the pitch is low, ball one. Nice breaking ball from Pimentel. DePaulo, the runner on first, does have a stolen base this season. He's also been caught once. Pimentel delivers. Outside ball two. This is the first time that he's facing the Quakes, and first time the Rawhide have been here to Lone Mart Field. Rawhide lead the series 3-2, trying to win the series here. It would just be their second series win this season. 2-2 inside. The runner took off for second. The throw was not in time, they're saying. Cerda and Corniel both thought it was in time. Corniel receiving the ball from behind second base instead of in front of it. Wonder if that was a factor. But DePaulo has his second stolen base of the season, and he's in scoring position. Full count, two away. Payoff pitch. It swung on and missed. Strike three. Don Cohen strikes out to end the inning. The Quakes strand a runner in scoring position again. Rawhide still lead 4-0 as we go into the fourth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Kahlia Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kahlia Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kahliahealth.org/SRC. Kahlia Health, more than medicine, life. Kahlia Health, more than medicine,
life.
Liam Doolin on the mound again. It is the top of the fourth inning. He came in relief in the top of the second for Jeffrey. He's facing Jose Fernandez now. The pitch is outside. Fernandez walked in his first at bat and scored the third run of the game for the Hyde. Rawhide lead 4-0 in the top of the fourth. Pitch from Doolin is lined foul down the left field side. And the pitch is swung on and missed. Two balls and two strikes. And by the way, the fans that you hear cheering, it is not having to do with anything in the game. I promise I'm not missing anything as the pitch misses. High ball three. It looked like Tremor found someone with no hair and was able to get a plunger to stick to the guy's bald head. So that's what the fans were excited about, not what's going on in the game. Here's a 3-2. It is swung on and missed. Strike three. Fernandez strikes out. The first out of the fourth inning. That is three consecutive strikeouts for Doolin. He struck out Guzman and Gutierrez to end the third inning. Corniel at the plate. He swings at the first pitch and misses. He was hit by a pitch in the second inning, and he scored the fourth run of the game for the Rawhide. 0-1. Line towards center field. Rodriguez coming in. It lands in front of him. For a second, I thought he was going to leave his feet to try and make a play, but he does not. So Corniel has the fourth hit of the day for the Rawhide. Anderson Rojas is batting from the right side. Excuse me, from the left side. Pick off attempt, and Corniel back safely diving. Corniel is a threat to steal 11 stolen bases in 15 attempts. He takes off. The pitch is inside. The throw to second is safe. He's called safe at second base. A slow reaction from Sabal. I don't have a good angle at all, but just from how quickly the ball got there, it looked like it beat Corniel there. I thought he was going to be called out. But instead, Corniel is his 12th stolen base of the year. Rojas with a 1-0 count and a runner in scoring position. The pitch, high and in, ball two. Slow ground ball up the middle over the pitcher's head. Azara, the shortstop, has it. No throw to first. He holds on to it. Infield single for Rojas. As soon as it went over the head of Doolin, you knew that Rojas would be safe with his speed and just how softly it was hit. That is the third hit of the day for Rojas. Corniel does take third. Runners on the corners with one away for Cabral. He has struck out and walked today. Swings of the first pitch. Count is 0-1. Runner takes off for second. The pitch misses in. No throw from Galiz. Beg your pardon. Jesus Galiz holds on to the ball. Rojas has stolen base number 8. Two runners in scoring position for Cabral. Well, I was informed today by Giancarlo Cintrone, JC, who's coaching first today, that I do not pronounce Cabral's name correctly. The pitch is swung on, fouled off. The issue is I can't physically roll my R's like you're supposed to when you say Cabral. So we practiced it for 5 minutes, and Cabral eventually told me it's okay. You can just say it the incorrect way. The 1-2 is swung on and missed. Strike three. Cabral strikes out for the second out of the inning. Two runners in scoring position still. Infield goes back with two outs. Christian Robinson steps to the plate. He did drive in a run in the second inning when he reached on a fielder's choice hit to the shortstop. First pitch to Robinson is outside. There is a right-handed pitcher warming again in the bullpen for the Quakes. On third, it's Corniel. Second, Rojas. The pitch is outside, ball two. Usually when Sunday's a bullpen game, you don't get too nervous about depleting your pen, but we don't have an off day between series. We're going straight into playing a game tomorrow, so the Quakes do need to be aware of that as the pitch is swung on and missed. It is 12 games with no breaks for both teams. The Quakes will travel to Inland for a commuter trip for the six-game series. 2-1, swung on and missed. The Rawhide will go back to Visalia and host the Storm for a six-game series before enjoying 4 days off for the All-Star break. Well, I'm pretty sure the Rawhide will practice on Thursday. I'm going to enjoy 4 days off. They can have 3 days off. 2-2. Low in the dirt ball, three. Count is full. Robinson has hit two ground balls to shortstop today. Payoff pitch. Very high and outside, a ball four. Not a competitive pitch from Doolin. Bases are loaded. Fourth walk in as many innings given up by the Quakes pitching staff, and that will be the day for Doolin as Shoemaker comes out to go to the pen. This call to the bullpen brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye. Bugs, when we come back, we'll let you know who the new pitcher is. He inherits the bases loaded. Rawhide lead 4-0 with two away in the top of the fourth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat.
Christian Cerda facing Luan Reynoso, right-handed pitcher for the Quakes. Is the third pitcher of the day, top of the fourth, two away, and the bases are full. Pitch to Cerda, it's fouled off on the right side. Lights are on now at Lone Mart Field. Still a little bit of sunlight in right field, and a very light-out sky still. On third, Corniel. Second, Rojas. First is Robinson. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. One ball, two strikes, two away. Cerda has doubled into left and also flied out to right. He calls for time right now. 1-2. Low and in. Even count for the catcher. Two-two. Breaking ball. It's fouled off. Serta stays alive. Reynoso in relief for Doolin. He's responsible for all three runners. Corniel singled. Rojas had an infield single. And then Robinson walked. 2-2. High ball three. Count is full with two outs. The runners will be off on the pitch. Payoff pitch. Lined into left field, a base hit. Corniel scores. They're waving Rojas. Dooney gets it into second. A two-run single for the Rawhide. 6-0 they lead in the fourth inning. Robinson went from first to third on the play. Runners are on the corners for Conticello, the designated hitter who has struck out and also flied out to center. Serda on first. He's not a threat to steal. He has not attempted one yet this season. Pitch to Conticello is swung on and missed. Reynoso is 2-1 this year, a 390 ERA. This is his 21st appearance out of the pen for the Quakes. 0-1. Swung on and missed. 0-2 now to Conticello. In 32 innings, Reynoso has struck out 42 and walked 27. Conticello 0-for-2 today. Here's the 0-2 pitch. He tries to check his swing on a high outside fastball, but he does go around for strike three. The Rawhide pick up another two runs, 6-0. Bottom half of the fourth coming up. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606. Or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Six nothing. Rawhide lead, bottom of the fourth inning. Luis Rodriguez, Jesus Galiz, and Jorge Puerta due up. Rodriguez, the center fielder, he flied out to right field in his first at bat. The first pitch from Pimentel is high and in, ball one. Pimentel has thrown three scoreless innings thus far for the Rawhide. He has given up two hits. One oh. Grounded foul, third base side. A little over an hour into this ball game, 7:40 local time in Rancho Cucamonga. Big shift to the left in the infield. 1-1. Tries to check his swing on inside pitch. It's now a 1-2 count. Pimentel delivers. It is a foul ball. Fouled it off himself. We do have some news from the Hillsboro Hops. Ivan Melendez, who was with the Rawhide last year, he now has the most home runs in a single season in franchise history for the Hops with 16. The 1-2 is swung on, fouled off. One, two is just outside. Two balls and two strikes. And the pitch is out. Ball three. Payoff pitch to Rodriguez. It is low, ball four. He draws a leadoff walk to start off the fourth inning. Second walk given up by Pimentel today, although one of those pitches I thought was fairly close. Not the last one, but I think it was the 1-2 pitch. Galiz is at the plate. He takes a strike 0-1. Infield at double play depth. And there's no more sunlight on the playing surface. No longer will be a factor. Pitch is high and in. Throw down to first base. Gutierrez has the ball. Bobbles it for a second. And Rodriguez takes second base. So Rodriguez had a very big secondary lead. Cerda threw down to first base. Gutierrez realized he needed to spin around and throw to second. And on the transfer, he bobbled the ball. So Rodriguez is standing in scoring position. 6-0 ball game. The pitch is a deep fly ball to left field. Rojas watches it go. It's off the scoreboard in left field. A two-run blast for Jesus Galiz, his third home run of the year. Make it a 6-2 bowl game. That is the fourth home run given up by Pimentel this season. Bases are empty, nobody out. And Puerta is batting from the right side. Here's the pitch. It is a strike on the inside corner. Puerta today has been hit by a pitch. Oh, 1. Ground ball through into left field by the diving third baseman, Cabral. With that, David Martin, the bullpen catcher for the day, trotting down to the pen. We'll see if anyone starts getting loose soon. Pimentel not near his pitch count, though I'm not sure how many pitches he's thrown in this inning. Simon Reed is batting from the left side, runner on first. Puerta, the pitch, misses. The pitch, High fly ball into right center field. Robinson gives chase out as Guzman. It's the center fielder underneath it. One down. Puerta stays at first. Dooney comes to the plate now. Dooney has flied out to right today. Pimentel delivers a pitch high and in ball one. And now some fans in Lone Mart Field trying to get the wave going. Believe they sold out today, a full crowd here in Rancho. 1-0. That's a strike on the inside corner. One thing, I haven't spoken to any of the players about it yet this season, mainly because this is our first time here, but Rancho is one of the favorite places that they like to go to, but they always say how nerve-wracking it can be during the week as the pitch is fouled off with all the fans here. This is the biggest crowd that Rawhide have probably seen all season, and it's very intimidating being there on the mound, seeing all of that. I remember speaking to one of the Rawhide players in the last 2 years, Ramsey's Malavay, about that. The 1-2 is grounded to the first baseman, Gutierrez. He has it, throws to second, on to first. It is in time. Pimentel covering first base for the double play, a 3-6-1 double play. But the Quakes do lead. Excuse me, they do not lead. They do pick up two runs. Rawhide lead, 6-2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Top of the fifth inning. Alvin Guzman leads it off for the Rawhide. He's walked and struck out today. And we are waiting for some fans to get off the field. They were doing the, I think they call it a mad dash here, where kids can run from the left field corner all the way to the right field corner. Well, I was mentioning that's a sold-out crowd, so there were quite a few kids down on the field, and it's just taking them some time to get through the gate. And now we're ready for Alvin Guzman. First pitch to him, a little low. Six to two ball game. Rawhide lead as the pitch is a strike, 1-1 count. Reynoso came in relief in the last inning for Doolin. We'll give you his final pitching line in just a second. The pitch misses low. Doolin threw 2 1/3 innings for the Quakes, 2 hits, 2 runs. Walked a batter, struck out 4. 2-1 to Guzman, a high fly ball to left center field. Dooney gives chase, so does Rodriguez. That's the center fielder, Rodriguez, with the out, one away. Sergio Gutierrez comes to the plate. He has struck out twice today, once looking, once swinging. First pitch misses high, ball 1. One oh, swung on and missed. One one is low. Pitch to Gutierrez is inside, 3-1 count now. So last time that the Rawhide faced the Quakes when they did a bullpen day, they defeated the Quakes 6-4. That was earlier this series. Right now the Rawhide are leading 6-2. The pitch to Gutierrez outside, ball 4. He draws a one-out walk. And Jose Fernandez steps to the plate. So what's interesting about that is every team, every player is different, but obviously it's easier as a hitter once you've seen the pitcher a few times to start hitting. That's why sometimes you don't see a team start hitting until the second time or third time through a lineup. But when you see a new pitcher every 2 innings, you typically don't get to see them a second time. The pitch to Fernandez is a strike on the outside corner. You definitely don't see them a third time. So I just find it interesting that the Rawhide are kind of the opposite. Seeing a new pitcher every other inning worked for them last time, and obviously it works for them here too. Pitch to Fernandez is little high. Now, a counterpoint to that, this is the third series against the Quakes, and you see a starter really only once a week. Meanwhile, the relievers you typically see 2 times, maybe 3 a week, as the pitch is inside. So in reality, the Rawhide hitters have actually seen these relievers more than the starters, so that could be a factor. Or I'm just reading into all of this way too much. The 2-1 is fouled off into the first base grandstands, but just some food for thought. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Runner on first is Gutierrez. He has a stolen base this year, but it was when he stole home on a double steal. 2-2, fouled off first base side. Pitch to Fernandez. Popped up. Shallow right field. Second baseman Betancourt goes out, makes the catch over his left shoulder for the second out of the inning. Juan Cornell bats from the left side. He's been hit by a pitch and he's singled today. He has scored 2 of the 6 runs for the Rawhide. First pitch is high and in, ball 1. One oh, fouled off. One one, grounded over the head of the third baseman. It goes to the shortstop, Azara. No play anywhere. Third baseman Doncone was in case of a bunt. And because of that, it was slapped right over his head. Infield single for Corniel. He's reached base three times today. Runners are on first and second, and Rojas is at the plate. He's been dangerous. 3-for-3. Pitch misses out. He has two singles and a triple, and he's driven in two runs. Infield shifting to the right against Rojas, and the pitch is swung on and missed. One-one, fouled off. Reynoso sets, and the pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Gets by the catcher, though. Rojas takes off for first, and everyone is safe. So it is a strikeout, but Rojas reaches on a wild pitch, making it bases loaded with two outs, and Cabral's at the plate. This is, what, the fourth time the Rawhide have had the bases full today? Once in the second and twice in the fourth. They've capitalized on it two of the three times so far. The pitch is inside. Ball one. On third, Gutierrez. Second, Corniel. And first is Rojas. Goody reached on a walk. Corniel singled. And Rojas reached on a wild pitch after he struck out. Pitch to Cabral is low, ball two. Two zero, high ball three. Three zero is low ball four. Cabral draws a four pitch walk with the bases loaded. Rawhide now lead 7-2. Gutierrez scores. Corniel moves up to third. Rojas to second. And Cabral is on first. Will be another meeting on the mound with the other pitching coach, Ramon Troncoso. So the Quakes do have two pitching coaches. One is Coin, the other Troncoso. Coin usually goes out whenever it is a English-speaking player. Well, Troncoso goes out for a Spanish-speaking player. Christian Robinson is batting from the right side. Rawhide leads 7-2. The bases are full. Here's the pitch. It swung on and missed strike one. Oh, one is high. Righty now warming in the pen for the Quakes. Reynoso is on the mound. It's his third inning of work. It's the third pitcher of the day for the Quakes. He's currently in his second inning of work. The 1-1. Fouled off to the right side into the stands. One, two. Low. Two balls and two strikes to Robinson, who has hit two ground balls to short. One of them scored a run. The other time he's been at the plate, he has walked. This is the fourth time through the lineup for the Rawhide. It's only the fifth inning. The pitch is a flare down the right field side, but it hooks foul towards the fun zone. Fun zone down the right field side. I believe they have a tic-tac-toe inflatable, an inflatable slide, and a radar gun inflatable where you throw the ball and it tells you how fast here, throwing the pitch to Robinson is a cold strike three on the outside corner. Robinson goes down looking with the bases loaded. Rawhide do pick up another run. 7-2 ball game. We're halfway through this one. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro, wins 5-2-23.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5-2-23.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
First pitch to Izara is a strike on the low outside corner. Pimentel is back on the mound. It is the bottom of the fifth inning. Rawhide leads 7-2. Pitch comes high and in. One. Misses inside, ball two. Izar is lined out to second today, and the pitch. Deep fly ball to left field. Rojas watches it go. It's the second home run of the day for the Quakes. Izar has his fourth of the season. Seven to three bowl game. Rawhide still lead. Josue De Paula comes to the plate. Today against Pimentel, he is grounded out to second. He's also walked. First pitch. There's a strike on the outside corner. Oh, 1. Ground ball up the middle. Fernandez, the shortstop, has it. Behind second base, he throws to first. One away. Kenneth Betancourt, second baseman, steps to the plate. He has singled and also flied out to center. Rawhide still leads 7-3. They have 7 hits today. The Quakes have 5. Neither team have committed an error thus far. Betancourt takes the ball high. 1-0, misses, ball two. Still someone warming in the pen for the Quakes. I'd assume we'll see their fourth pitcher of the day. 2-0, low, ball three. Three zero to Betancourt, high and inside, ball four. Betancourt draws a four pitch walk. Third walk of the day given up by Pimentel, and John Cone steps to the plate. Here comes Tyler Mark, the pitching coach of the Rawhide. He'll come and have a conversation with Pimentel. Every Rawhide mound visit this season is presented by the Shawn Team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Shawn Team, where community matters. Home plate umpire Tatum Littleton out to break up the conversation as T-Mark goes back to the first base dugout. No one up and throwing just yet for the Rawhide. On the other hand, there is a righty warming for the Quakes, like I mentioned. Here's the pitch. It is popped up in the infield. Second baseman Corniel calls for it immediately. Two down. Luis Rodriguez, pass from the right side, two away, runner on first. The pitch is swung on by Rodriguez. It stays in the yard. Guzman now coming in, and he makes the catch to end the inning. But another run does score for the Quakes. It's a 7-3 ball game going into the sixth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Frank Castro, the new pitcher on the mound for the Quakes, is in relief for Reynoso. Call to the bullpen brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Pitch to Cerda is a strike on the outside corner. Reynoso threw an inning and a third, giving up two hits, one run, walked two, and struck out three. 0-1 to Cerda. Misses outside, and I do believe I saw Pimentel walk down to the Rawhide bullpen, which means he's getting his high fives, and it will be the day for him as someone is warming in the pen for the Rawhide. It looks like Caswell Smith. And it is. 1-1. Fouled off. Serra calls for time. Castro, right-handed pitcher. 6 feet tall, 180 pounds. Signed as an international free agent from the Dominican Republic by the Dodgers. That was back in 2019. Last year, he was in the Arizona Complex League. Castro sets. 1-2, outside, two balls and two strikes. Castro, no wins or losses this season, a 7.36 ERA. Two-two, popped up, shallow center field, Rodriguez coming in, is underneath it, one down. Gavin Condicello, the designated hitter at the plate. He's 0 for 3 today. He has struck out twice and also grounded out to, struck out twice and he's flied out to center field once. Pitch misses in ball one. This is the 12th appearance out of the pen for Castro. He has thrown 15 innings for the Quakes this season. He delivers. It's outside. He has struck out 13 while walking 12. Opponents, though, are batting 308 against him. Pitch to Condicello is popped up left field side. Down the foul line, the third baseman, Doncon, goes a long way and makes the catch right on the foul line. Two away. Alvin Guzman bats on the right side, two away, nobody on in the top of the sixth inning. First pitch misses outside, ball one. And the pitch is a strike on the outside corner. One one low and outside. Right versus right matchup. The kick and the pitch is a slow ground ball but foul on the third base side. Castro, after he was signed in 2019, playing the Dominican Summer League. He was there in 19 and 2021. Last year, he spent all year in the Complex League. The pitch to Guzman is popped up, shallow right field. First baseman Puerta's underneath it. His heels in the outfield grass. He makes the catch. For the final out of the inning, a 1-2-3 inning of work for Castro. The Rawhide do still lead 7-3, and we will have a new pitcher on the mound. It is Caswell Smith. Call to the bullpen brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers, homes, and businesses from pest termites and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro, wins 5223.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Rawhide lead 7-3. Caswell Smith, the new pitcher on the mound. First pitch to Galiz is swung on and missed, strike one. Smith in relief for Pimentel, who is in line for the win. Here's the pitch. It is a little low, ball one. Pimentel threw five innings for the Rawhide. He gave up three runs off of five hits. The three runs were all off of homers, though. He walked three and struck out a batter. Pitch is swung on. Slow ground ball to the shortstop, Fernandez. The throw to first, just in time. Fernandez took his time throwing to first base, but he fired it over there just in time to get Galiz. Quakes fans don't like the call. I understand why. It was really close. Mentioned it was not a hard hit ball. Fernandez took a few steps before he threw to first. But a good stretch from Gutierrez and a hard throw from Fernandez gets the out. Jorge Puerta bats from the right side. He takes a strike. Here's the pitch again. It is a little high. Bottom of the sixth inning, Rawhide have a four-run lead. This is the second time that Smith has pitched this series. The pitch is outside, but Puerta's unable to check his swing. So Smith made his Cal League debut earlier this series. Threw a scoreless inning, did give up a hit, and he struck out two. 1-2. High. Two balls, two strikes. Two is swung on and missed strike three. Puerta loses his bat in the process of striking out. Two away. That strikeout is brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill, in crust we trust. Here's Reed, the designated hitter, batting from the left side. The pitch is swung on and missed. Tries to check his swing on an outside pitch. 0-2. 96-mile-an-hour fastball from Smith. Pitch is outside, 1-2. And And the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Back-to-back Ks for Smith. The 1-2-3 inning of work for the newest edition of the Rawhide roster. We're going into the seventh. Rawhide leads 7-3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Rawhide lead 7-3 in the top of the seventh inning. Castro back on the mound for his second inning of work. He did have a 1-2-3 inning in the sixth. All of the outs that he induced were fly outs or pop outs. Pitch to Gutierrez is a strike on the inside corner. Gutierrez today has struck out twice. He's also walked. 0-1. Low. One. Hard ground ball. Second baseman Betancourt ranges. He can't get to it, and it is a leadoff single for Gutierrez. Leadoff man on for the Hide as Fernandez comes to the plate. Pitch to Fernandez. Fly ball to left center field. Left fielder Dooney going over. No one's going to get to it. It's in the gap. Gutierrez round second. He's being waved around third. He'll stop there. He almost falls over as he dives back to third base. I think Gutierrez, as soon as he saw how far it was hit, he thought he was going to score. He didn't see the stop sign until he already had his foot on third base. That's why he basically just collapsed to the ground to be able to get back. Two runners in scoring position, and Juan Corniel is batting from the left side. It was a double for Fernandez. Corniel's reached base three times today. He's been hit by a pitch, and he's also singled twice. The infield comes in with the Rawhide leading by four. Two runners in scoring position, nobody out. The pitch is fouled off towards the first base side. One. Foul tipped again. Almost at the two-hour mark here. Castro taking his time. He now sets. Glove at the belt. 0-2. Low and out. Ball one. Take a look at the Cal League scores in just a moment. Although there should be only two other games going on today. The pitch is low and inside, ball two. So in the Cal League, San Jose leads Modesto 4-0 in the seventh, and Fresno leads Stockton 5-0. The reason why there's only two other games, Lake Elsinore decided not to host a July 3rd game, and Inland Empire was playing against them there, so they have an off day, a normal week for them. The 2-2 swung on a ground ball. The first baseman has it. Puerta tags first, just in time to get Corniel. A high hit ball. Puerta had to leap up to get it and a foot race to the bag. He did beat Corniel. Gutierrez stayed at third. Still two runners in scoring position for Rojas. First pitch to Rojas is fouled off. Infield stays in with one down. Outfield a little shallow against Rojas. 0-1. Low in the dirt, gets by the catcher. Gutierrez takes off, but he goes back to third base. He might have been able to make it. It would have been a close play. The catcher, Galiz, did get to the ball quickly. It's not rolled all the way to the backstop. It was still in the on the grass area behind home plate. One ball, one strike, one down. Here's the pitch. High fly ball to right field. DePaula going back. He's at the warning track. Makes the catch in front of the wall. Gutierrez tags up and scores. Rawhide now lead 8-3, but Fernandez, for whatever reason, wasn't tagging. He went maybe a quarter of the way towards third and went back and tagged as soon as he saw DePaula make the catch. He probably could have still decided to run to third in that situation, but I think he should have been tagging up either way. The pitch is low ball one to Cabral. Runner on second is Fernandez. An 8-3 ball game in the top of the seventh inning. One out to Cabral. Swung on and missed. He has struck out twice today, but he's also walked twice. And there's someone else warming up in the pen for the Quakes now. No one in the Rawhide pen. It should be Caswell back out there. One fouled off on the first base side to the Rawhide dugout. One, two to Cabral. It's low and inside. Outfield shifting to the right. 2-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Galiz throws down to first to complete the strikeout. And he does so successfully to end the inning. Rawhide pick up another run. It is an 8-3 ball game. And it's stretch time at Lone Mart Field. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District.
It's the bottom of the seventh inning. Rawhide lead 8-3. Smith is back on the mound. Second inning of work. He had a 1-2-3 inning in the sixth. First pitch to Dayton Dooney is fouled off. Right-handed pitcher warming again in the pen for the Quakes. They already have used four pitchers this evening. Dooney fouls off another pitch, 0-2. Ground ball, third baseman Cabral has it. The throw to first is in time. What a play by Cabral. It was just barely fair down the third base side. He was maybe a step or two in front of the outfield grass and threw a bullet over to Gutierrez for the first out of the inning. I would not call that an easy play, but he made it look easy. Jose Azara, the shortstop, is now batting from the right side. Here's the pitch. It's a little high, ball one. Azara has lined out to second. He's also hit a home run today. All three runs for the Quakes have scored off a homer. The pitch is a strike. And all three of the runs have come when Pimentel was pitching. The pitch is popped up. First base side, but it reaches the grandstands. One ball, two strike to Azara. Smith, glove at the chest. He turns and delivers. High. Ball two, very high. Saird had to come out of his squat to try to catch it, and he couldn't do so. That pitch is a cold strike three on the inside corner. Azara. He strikes out looking for the second out. That is now three strikeouts in an inning and two thirds for Smith. Top of the order, Josue De Paula now bats on the left side. Two down, nobody on. That pitch is a strike at the knees to De Paula. Warming in the pen for the Quakes is Sauron Lau. Still no movement in the Rawhide pen. 0-1. Foul tipped into the glove of Cerda. Oh, 2. Fouled off. Oh, 2. Fouled off into the netting again. Smith delivers. Lined into center field, a base hit. DePaula standing on first, a two away for Kenneth Betancourt. The Quakes trail by 5 in the bottom of the 5th inning. Betancourt has singled flat out to center, and he's also walked. Pitch to Betancourt, popped up out of play towards the grandstands in front of our press box. Oh, 1. Fouled off out of play. Oh, 2. Just a little low. Ball 1. And the pitch. Ground ball. Cornell ranges. Can't get to it. It's into right field. Betancourt hits his way out of the shift. Cornell is shading closer to second. Gutierrez is holding the runner on first. Because of that, a really slow hit ball made its way into right field. Back-to-back singles for the Quakes. Ryan Doncullen bats from the left, right apart in the right side. And Sarah is going to have a quick conversation with Smith. There are 2 outs, 2 runners on for the Quakes. Infield shading to the left. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Oh, 1. A little low. The 1-1, big swing and miss. 1-2 count. Doncone is grounded into a double play. He has struck out and he's popped out to second today. First time he's facing Smith. Smith kicks the pitch a little low. Smith retired the first 5 Quakes batters he's faced, striking out 3 of them. Since then, he's given up 2 singles. Two-two. Fly ball to right field. Robinson's going back. He's still going back. He's at the wall. He makes the catch. No, does he not make the catch? He does. I didn't see an indication from the umpires. He made the catch along the wall. He kept laying down there for a little bit by the warning track. I couldn't tell if he was hurt, if the ball was dropped or what, but he made the catch. In right field, as the entire dugout comes out to give him a high five. That's the second time this series when Caswell's pitching, there's a deep fly ball to right field, and the right fielder makes a leaping catch along the wall to end the inning. Last time it was Donier Sanabria, this time Christian Robinson. Rawhide still lead 8-3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great, healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Christian Robinson at the plate for the Rawhide. He just made a spectacular catch in right field. New pitcher on the mound is Sauron Lau in relief for Fran Castro. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by Rescom Pest Control. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye, Bugs. 0-1 misses. One-one. Big swing and miss. Castro threw two innings for the Quakes. He gave up two hits and a run. Did not walk anyone. Struck out a batter. The pitch misses outside. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two, big swing and miss from Robinson. He strikes out the first out of the eighth inning. Christian Sayre to the catcher is at the plate. He is 2-for-4 today, two flyouts, a double and a single, and two RBI. Pitch to him is grounded through into left field. A one-out base hit for Cerda. Make it a three-hit day for the catcher. Wasted no time with Lau. Designated hitter Contesello is at the plate. Lau is 2-0 with a 4.08 ERA. Pitch to Conicello, tries to check his swing, but he does foul it off. This is his 17th appearance. He does have one spot start this season. He's thrown 29 innings for the Quakes, striking out 37, walking just 5. 0-1. Inside, gets by the catcher. It is a wild pitch on Lau. Cerda takes second. 1-1 count, runner in scoring position. Rawhide have a 5-run lead. 10 hits today for the Hyde. Cunicel is 0 for 4, 2 strikeouts and 2 flyouts. Right-handed pitcher warming in the pen for the Rawhide now. It's Gustavo Del Pozo warming for the Hyde. One-one. Low and in ball two. Opponents are batting 252 against Lau this season. Cerda, the runner on second, not the fastest runner on the team. I'd argue he's the slowest. He'll need a ball hit down the line or in the gap. The pitch fouled off. In fact, there's been a few jokes surrounding Cerda's running, where if you have seen Pirates of the Caribbean, he runs like Jack Sparrow with his arms flailing around. So much so that I believe they added that to his locker plaque. Or his name is, they put Jack Sparrow. I've seen videos of the Pirates of the Caribbean theme song as he's running as the pitch to Condicello is swung on and missed. Strike three, he goes down for the second out. Guzman now comes to the plate. And I even told one of the other broadcasters in the league, Steve Went, he's the voice of the 66ers, about it. And then on Instagram, Steve shares with me a video of this little girl in T-ball who runs like Jack Sparrow, and he told me that's Christian Cerda's daughter. So the joke has gone way beyond just the Rawhide staff. It's gone all over the league now as well. The pitch to Guzman is inside, ball one. And Cerda is hands down the class clown, or the team clown, I guess you should say. In fact, today he was telling D, our manager, that he's even funnier on Mondays. Just D doesn't know because we never see each other on Mondays. It's usually an off day. The pitch is swung on and missed, 1-1. And, you know, Sarah's just a goofball, just saying that kind of stuff. Then all of a sudden I hear kind of a squeaking noise coming by Cerda, almost like a honk, like a goose. It was weird. The 1-1 is swung on and missed, strike two, so much so I thought he was just making some weird noises. And then all of a sudden he lifts up his shirt to show his waistband, and he has one of those rubber chickens that make a weird noise, and he was just having the rubber chicken in his pocket throughout all of batting practice, all before the game. The 1-2 swung on and missed, strike three. Guzman strikes out to end the inning. The Rawhide strand a runner in scoring position. They still lead by five. I'm actually surprised that I haven't seen the chicken come out of Cerda's back pocket with him behind the plate, but he does get a little bit more serious once the game actually starts. Well, the Rawhide lead 8-5. We're going into the bottom of the eighth inning. Gustavo Del Pozo is the new pitcher on the mound. This call to the pen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste?
head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Gustavo Del Pozo, the new pitcher, in the bottom of the eighth inning. Luis Rodriguez is at the plate. He takes the ball low. Rawhide lead 8-3 in the bottom of the eighth inning. About 2.5 hours into this ball game, just a little under the 1-0. Popped up right field side. Robinson gives chase into foul territory towards the Rawhide bullpen and makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Jesus Galiz steps to the plate. He has singled, hit a home run. He's also grounded out to short. His home run drove in the first two runs of the game. In a second, we'll go through all of the scores in the Diamondbacks organization. The pitch is popped up and foul into the netting. O-1 fouled off. In the Dominican Summer League, the black team defeated the Blue Jays 5-4. And the red team defeated the Orioles 4-3. Only one game happened in the Arizona Complex League. The pitch is a fly ball down the right field side. It's foul. And in fact, the game in the Dominican Summer League was actually between both of the Diamondbacks teams. Sometimes that happens. The red team defeated the black team 9-5. In Hillsboro, the Hops lead Tri-Cities 11-4 in the sixth inning. Amarillo had two games today, two doubleheaders, and they won both of them 15-7 over Tulsa and 10-9 over Tulsa. Reno currently leads Sacramento 5-0. The pitch is popped up into right field. Robinson comes over waiting for it, makes the catch for the second out. So not a bad day to be a D-backs fan. Just going through the scores one more time to make sure I'm right. And yes, not a single Diamondbacks team is losing or has lost today, unless you count the game between the black team and red team in the Arizona Complex League. Two away, nobody on, and Jorge Puerta bats on the right side. Two down. The pitch from Del Pozo is inside. One oh, inside. 2-0 now. Del Pozo. No wins or losses. He has an 8.18 ERA. This is his ninth appearance out of the pen. Outside. He's thrown 11 innings for the Rawhide, striking out 9, walking 12. Very high, ball 4. Puerta draws a 4-pitch walk with 2 outs. Runner on first, and Reed, the designated hitter, comes to the plate and handed tonight's announced attendance 4,883, 4883. That is a sellout. Pitch to Reed is high, ball one. Reed 0 for 3. He's flied out to right and to center, and he's also struck out. Now Sarah's going to come have a conversation with Del Pozo. Don't forget tomorrow, the Rawhide do not have an off day. We are playing in Visalia, starting off a six-game series against the Storm. First pitch every day throughout the week is 7 o'clock, except for Sunday. That's a noon game, and tomorrow is America's birthday celebration. We'll have post-game fireworks. The 1-0 misses outside ball two. Those fireworks and the entire game are presented by Budweiser, Bud Light, and Bueno Beverage. And a special thank you to our community partners, the City of Tulare, Tulare Chamber of Commerce, Visalia Chamber of Commerce, and Compa Tax. The pitch is swung on and missed. Count is 2-1 with two outs. And it will be our biggest fireworks show of the year. Tickets are almost sold out. The 2-1 is fouled off. Count is 2-2. I do recommend that you, quite frankly, get your tickets now online at rawhidebaseball.com. Number of other promotions going on next week. On Thursday, we have our $5 dress-up days presented by Party Works as the pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Reed strikes out for the final out of the eighth inning. Strikeout brought to you by The Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust, we trust. We are going into the top of the ninth inning. Rawhide lead 8-3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Sergio Gutierrez is at the plate for the Rawhide. It is the top of the ninth inning. Rawhide lead 8-3. New pitcher on the mound is Ronaldo Yean in relief for Sauron Lau. Calls the bullpen brought to you by Rescom Pest Control. The pitch misses in. Lau threw a scoreless inning, did give up a hit, but struck out three batters. Yean, a right-handed pitcher, originally from the Dominican Republic. Last year he was in the Dominican Summer League and the Complex League. The pitch to Goody is swung on and missed. Yean, no wins or losses. This is just his second time on the mound for the Quakes. 1-1, swung on and missed. He has an 18 ERA. In his one inning, he gave up two runs off of three hits. Did not walk anyone, and he struck out two. One, two. fouled off towards the Rawhide dugout. So going back to the promotions next, or this coming week, really. Again, Thursday, $5 dress-up day brought to you by Party Works. If you wear red, white, or blue, you can receive a $5 Cahuilla Health Grandstand ticket. 1-2. Inside, two balls and two strikes. On Friday, we have our DigiCamo camo jersey giveaway presented by California Service Dog Academy. That's for the first 250 fans in attendance. The 2-2 comes in and hits Gutierrez. Second time today, leadoff. He's the leadoff batter, and he reaches. He's walked, singled, and been hit by a pitch now as Fernandez comes to the plate. On Saturday, we have our first bobblehead giveaway. It is a Jordan Lawler bobblehead, and three of the 500 that we're giving away will be signed by Jordan. That is presented by Saputo USA. Here's the pitch. Misses high and in, ball one. Five-run lead for the Rawhide. Fernandez looking for his second hit of the day. The pitch is a little outside. Fernandez doubled back in the seventh inning. Prior to that, he's walked, struck out, and popped out to second. Two oh, high, ball three. Infield shading to the right. The pitch to Fernandez. There's a strike. Count is 3-1 now. Hitters count for Fernandez. Here's the pitch. It's inside, ball four. Runners will be on first and second now. Gutierrez on second, on first, Fernandez. And Donier Sanabria is going to go run for Sergio Gutierrez. Sanabria does play first base, so I'm going to assume that he'll stay in at first. Nobody out, runners on first and second. Here's the pitch. Misses inside, ball one. One oh, swung on and missed. One one, outside, ball two, hits off the glove of the catcher Galiz, but Sanabria stays right there. And the 2-1, swung on and missed. Two balls, two strikes for Corniel. Corniel's reached base three times, the only time he was retired, when he grounds it out to first. He's been hit by a pitch, and he has had two singles today, one to center, one to the shortstop. Pitch from Yean, inside, full count. Payoff pitch. Breaking ball misses. High ball four. Back-to-back walks. Given up by Yeen. The bases are loaded for the Rawhide. This is the fifth time now it's happened. Anderson Rojas, he comes to the plate, but first, Troncoso, the pitching coach, will have a quick conversation with Yeen. Here's how the inning has gone. Gutierrez was hit by a pitch. Fernandez walked. And then Sanabria came in a pinch run for Gutierrez, and Corniel just walked. The bases are loaded with nobody out. In the top of the ninth inning, Rawhide lead 8-3. No one warming in the pen for the Rawhides. Looks like it'll be Del Pozo back on the mound. Rojas has been good today. A triple, two singles. Sacrifice fly out. Only time he's been retired is when he struck out, but he still reached base on a wild pitch. He has three RBI today. First pitch to Rojas is grounded foul, first base side. Rojas with a three RBI. That's the most today for the Rawhide. Cerda has two. Cabral and Robinson both have one. And the eighth run scored by the Rawhide is off a wild pitch. So no RBI for anyone. The pitch is outside, ball one. Infield comes in with the bases full. Outfield maybe a tad shallow. And the pitch. Fouled off, first base side. One, two count for Rojas. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Rojas strikes out for the second time today. That is the first out of the inning for Yeen as Cabral comes to the plate. Another righty is warming in the pen for the Quakes. Cabral has struck out three times, also walked twice. Base is still full, one down. Infield goes back now. Pitch is fouled off. Well, the middle infielders at least go back. They're at double play depth. The corner infielders have their toes on the infield grass. Oh, 1 high. Right versus left matchup. And the pitch outside. Ball two. Two, one, a big swing and miss from Cabral. Two balls and two strikes. Cabral fouls it off. Count remains 2-2. Warming in the pen for the Quakes, just in case, is Kelvin Ramirez. Yeen is over 25 pitches thrown. The pitch gets a by Cabral. Sanabria takes off, and he's safe at the plate. Sanabria gambling there. It was a hard thrown ball that got by the catcher and it hit off of the backstop. Came right back to the catcher. Galiz got the ball, I'd say maybe 10 feet behind home plate. Sanabria wasn't even halfway there, but the pitcher Yeen didn't come in time. And frankly, I think Galiz would have had a better chance if he just dove and tried to make the tag at home. instead of throwing to Yeen. Well, a run does score for the Rawhide, 9-3 ball game. Two runners in scoring position, one down. Infield comes in again. The pitch is fouled off. Full count. Payoff pitch is high and outside, ball four. Cabral draws a one out walk, but the base is full yet again. Here's Christian Robinson, but before he comes to the plate, it is Shoemaker who will go to the bullpen. Should be Kelvin Ramirez, the new pitcher on the mound for the Quakes. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, Ramirez will inherit. The base is full with one down in a 9-3 ball game. The top of the ninth inning, Rawhide lead. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
First pitch from Ramirez. It comes inside to Robinson and hits his hand. Robinson reaches first on a hit by pitch. Shoemaker coming out to have a quick conversation. I think he's saying it should have been a foul ball, but apparently it hit Robinson's hand. Another run scores. 10-3, Rawhide lead in the ninth. And now Christian Cerda bats from the right side with the bases full and one down. Here's the pitch. Grounded foul, third base side. The runner on third is now Corniel. On second, Cabral, and first is Robinson. Oh, 1 high. Ramirez sets, glove at the belt, and the pitch. Popped up, first base side, foul territory. Huerta gives chase, but it reaches the stands behind the first base dugout. Count is 1-2. So Ramirez, he's now the seventh pitcher of the day for the Quakes. Ramirez is 1-1, a 7.18 ERA. Here's the pitch. Popped up into shallow right field. The right fielder, DePaul, is underneath it. He makes the catch. Corniel's going to try and score. Here's the throw. It's not in time. Corniel scores the 11th run of the game for the Rawhide. Cabral stays on second. Robinson on first. Two away. Gavin Condicello comes to the plate batting from the left side. He does not have a hit yet today. There are three Rawhide players not to have a hit today. Cabral, Condicello, and Guzman. First pitch is low. Condicello, though, has not reached base today. The pitch is outside. Everyone else has at least reached base, whether it's from a hit by a pitch or a walk. Condicello trying to join that list. Ramirez delivers. Ground ball to the second baseman. Betancourt has it. He throws to first. That ends the inning with a Rawhide pick up another three runs. It is 11-3. Rawhide lead. We're going into the bottom of the ninth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000 pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health.
Johnny Sanabria stays in the game at first base. He pinch ran for Gutierrez in the last half inning. It's the bottom of the ninth inning. Rawhide lead 11-3. Dayton Dooney at the plate. He swings the first pitch. A high, high fly ball into left field. Rojas is at the wall. He's waiting for it to come down. Does he make the catch as he slides to the ground? No, he doesn't. Dooney's heading for third. And he's standing there. Rojas, off the bat, thought it was going to be maybe a home run or off the wall. He went all the way to the wall, and he overran it going back and also overran it going towards the foul line. I think the wind might have messed with him a little bit. Well, leadoff triple for Dooney, his first triple of the season. And Jose Azara is now batting from the right side. He swings the first pitch. It's popped up onto the roof of our press box. The Quakes need to score 8 runs to extend this game, 9 to win it. Del Pozo on the mound for his second inning of work. He walked a batter to not give up a hit in the 8th inning. The pitch is swung on, deep fly ball to center field. Guzman's underneath it. Plenty of room for Dooney to tag. Guzman throws the ball into second, an 11-4 ball game. Quakes score. Top of the order comes to the plate. It's Josue de Paula. One down, nobody on. De Paula has singled today. The pitch is fouled off. With the win tonight, the Rawhide will take the series from the Quakes. It'll be just the second time this season the Rawhide have taken a series. 0-1 misses outside. The only other time they've won a series is against Stockton, 5-1. They have, however, split 3 series this year. Pitch is fouled off. One, two. Fouled off. De Paula stays alive. One, two. Breaking ball, a little high. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Almost at the 3-hour mark, 9:25 local time. Here's the 2-2. Outside ball 3. Payoff pitch. Fouled off out of play. Left field side. The pitch is fouled off. Topozo sets. 3-2. Swung on and missed strike 3. Topozo wins the battle. He strikes out De Paula for his second strikeout of the day. 2 away now. Another strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. Two away, nobody on for Betancourt. The first pitch misses in. Ball 1 almost hits him. One oh, misses high. Betancourt today, he's reached base 3 times. He's singled twice and has also walked. Flied out to center field. 2-0. High fly ball into left field. Rojas is underneath it. This should end the ball game. And it does. The Rawhide defeat the Quakes by a score of 11-4. 11 runs, 10 hits, no errors for the Rawhide and the Quakes. 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the Quakes. Rawhide take the series 4-2, just their second series win of the season. We'll try to carry it over into Visalia tomorrow as we have a 6-game homestand against the Lake Elsinore Storm. Your Rawhide improved to 28-47 overall. And in the second half, they're 5-4 now. Rancho falls to 43-32 and 5-4 in the second half. Rancho will have a commuter trip to Inland Empire. And their game, their first game of the series will be tomorrow. Tomorrow's first pitch from Valley Strong Ballpark is at 7 o'clock. Again, if you want to come and you want tickets, don't wait until tomorrow. Get them now at rawhidebaseball.com. This win is brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places. Rawhide defeat the Quakes 11-4. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us on this Monday evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the 4th of July. You've been listening to Rawhide Baseball.